You're listening to SBS News.
It's been just over a month since Melbourne-based radiation therapist Hanan Ibrahim decided to pursue modelling full-time. Already she's modelled for designer Lisa Gorman, marking a big step in her modelling career and a giant leap for diversity of the Australian fashion industry. Ms. Ibrahim says she's hoping to open up new avenues for other Muslim women.
Australia is known for being such a multicultural country. Living in Melbourne, you really feel that, but in the fashion industry, you don't see it. And so I hope to break down some stereotypes and pass certain boundaries that a lot of Muslims sort of feel boxed into.
This week, the 25-year-old is making history. Walking in the Melbourne Fashion Festival's opening gala, Ms. Ibrahim is the event's first hijab-wearing model. She says the designers have been only too willing to accommodate her modesty standards.
So I have a bag that I normally bring with all the different colour hijabs, and the stylists and designers either pick from what I have to match their outfit, but majority of the ones that I'm walking for this week have actually custom made hijabs for me that I was blown away by. So,
born in Kenya of Somali background, Hanan Ibrahim's love of fashion was born in her mother's boutique west of Melbourne. Ms. Ibrahim is the middle child of 11 siblings, and she says wearing the hijab hasn't always been easy.
Islamophobia has been on the rise for a long time, and so there have been some times where it is really difficult to wear a hijab and be a visible Muslim. Right after something was aired on the media that was quite provocative and negative.
Hanan Ibrahim may be the first hijab-wearing model on the Melbourne Fashion Festival runway, but she certainly won't be the last. CEO of the international fashion event, Graham Luzzi, says they're just scratching the surface of the industry's diversity potential.
Our model agents are training models from diverse backgrounds. That's a change. And we're really hoping it just doesn't become an issue anymore and it's just normal. It's the new normal.
Mr. Luzzi says the fashion industry has come a long way, but says it has a long way more to go. He says the image of ultra-thin monocultural models is no longer desirable.
We cannot expect designers and the industry to just focus on a small minority because it's no longer relevant to generations. The emerging generations, if you're not doing it, they'll call it out.
And as Hanan Ibrahim prepares to mark another career high at the Melbourne Fashion Festival, she's hoping her success will inspire other young Muslim women to like what they see in the mirror.
I really hope to inspire young women who are wearing the hijab, who also love the fashion industry, to see that there is a place for us.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.